just like, you're like, ah, I don't know if I like that. And then you step back and you come back and you get the fresh perspective and you go, oh yeah, 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 that's what's going to need to be done.
You know, I never walk away from a project. I finish it sitting in the same spot and then I go, oh, I should have stopped about 10 steps ago.
Oh.
It does happen once in a while where it like the, what do they call it? The lucid moment. No, I shouldn't do any farther. It's not going to get any better than this. Must complete.
You just, like, for once in your life, just stop it.
And I punch myself in the side of the head a few times. It's like, stupid, stupid.
Stupid, stupid.
You ruined it again. Yep. And they're talking in tongues. And
well, now you're just getting ridiculous.
Play with myself furiously.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, sorry.
What was I saying?
Rob, stop. I can only get so erect.
Oh. Anyways, let's start this episode.
Yeah, thankfully you weren't recording any of that.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 71st episode of Dead Zone, the podcast for June 2017. In this episode, we have a lot of pictures to look at, and we also talk about the Veerman 2.0 beta list. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can go to youtube.com/C/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. And now on to the episode. Welcome to Dead Zone, the podcast, episode 71. It is now June 2017. It's the summer. Well, not quite legally summer, but it's hot. I don't know if you listened to our last episode, but it was really hot, and it's still hot.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Rob. And we have lots of news. We have a lot of pictures. There's been a lot of things from the world of Warpath and Mantica. Well, not Mantica. I guess that's Kings of War. Mantic in general, though. Do you know there's a, speaking of Mantica, there's a surge of people wanting to change the name because they think it's too cheesy. And I say to those people, suck it up. It's a fine name. But that's neither here nor there.
I didn't give it even a moment's thought.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. And the news. So the news is that, right now, those of you who just ordered the Forgefather tank, that tank will be either shipping to you soon or you should have it. And we do have a picture of all the components of said tank. And it looks like a nice model. I wish that we were eventually going to get one.
Eventually.
Yes, we are one of the people that ordered a lot more, so we have to wait till all the production is done before we get our stuff.
And so, if you want to see what they look like completed, you want to see them, how they're built, and the ease in which they're built, Schulze builds them with one hand while he's filming on his YouTube channel.
That is Dreadpath Zone. Yes, plug that kid. Well, that kid. He doesn't deserve it, but we give him some plugs once in a while.
Yeah, and you know what? Why not? Throw him a bone every once in a while.
Yeah, poor guy. He's got his Forgefather tank, the jerk. Anyways, it looks like a nice kit. And it'll be fun. There is a lot of little bits to it. And it is hard plastic. Somebody said, oh, is this Mantic Restic? And it's like, there has been a Restic model made, a new model. It's not been made in Restic for, what, 2 years now? They got a bad rep right off the bat. And a lot of people who don't play Mantic games still think of them as that Restic company.
Huh.
Once again, neither here nor there.
Yeah.
We also have some pictures of the hard plastic samples of the tunneler. Good old Veerman tunneler. And there's some other variations. One with a laser pointing out the front. One with the drills shut. And one with the extra compartment. And they've been listening to us because they have a shot with the actual Veerman next to it for scale. That's a big buoy. Like, that's a nightmare, right? The one in the front there? Is that a nightmare or a night? They all have Knight in their name, or Creeper, so I'm not sure which one's which, but yeah, it's a pretty looking model.
Yes, you can see exactly how big it's going to be. And it's big. There's no doubt about it. That even the smaller tunneler with the without the like the two tunnelers together, that's a big model.
Yes, it's it is very cool. It is what is that? Total Recall. Remember Total Recall? They had this very similar vehicle in the movie.
Don't remember.
With the cabbie with his arm all twisted up.
Yeah, you know what? I probably haven't seen that movie in.
Three-breasted women. Come on, you remember that part?
I remember Quato, and I remember him laying on the surface of Mars with the.
Wow!
Yeah.
Yeah. What a great movie. Anyways, yeah. So that's a tunneler. It is very cool, and I cannot wait for us to get it.
I have one question though.
Yes.
Is it made of Restic?
Shut up.
Oh.
It is hard plastic. And speaking of things from Mantic, they have new stuff on their Mantic shop on their website. You can get the new Forge Father weapon platform formation, which is, we've gotten many of these, the old Yotans. But now when you buy three, you get the different adapter for that different gun. So you can have the whatever that other formation is in that in Warpath. There's a different type of Yotin. And it's a cool looking double laser top instead of a quad laser. It looks like one of the magma cannons. I think it's a dual magma cannon.
That's good. I'm glad they're starting to get into that because we do have things like the pulse bombard and stuff that are a little are lagging behind in availability. People who got in on the ground floor got them. And if you happen to get on a Kickstarter, you're lucky enough. But it's good if they have the stats, you should have the model.
Yep. So you can get three of these for £24.99 or $40 US, which isn't bad for three vehicles. And we do have a shot of the extra piece. It's just two bits that you add into the thing instead of the four barrel to make it the two barrel. And also on the site, there is the new sculpt for the forward observer or Lieutenant Commander Roca. Our version, he's got both hands on the gun. He's kind of sighting down the gun. In this one, he got his hand up like he's calling for a stop. And it also includes the bits for the old sculpt too in this kit. And this is for £7.99 or $12.99 US for a single model. I think is way too expensive, but hey, if you really want Lieutenant Roca, and he will be in this. I'm positive this is in metal because Roca was in metal before. So this is something they're doing in house, which is why it's more expensive. China's not making this; some British person is making this.
And it really, it is a. It's a. It's not a necessity. It's kind of one of those frivolous buys. So frivolous buys, the price points, that's the point. You know, if you're going to have bling on the table, you know, it's going to cost you.
Yep. And they also have a new sculpt for the Forge Father Forge Lord, or Ingolf Kresterson. We got ours with the Warpath Kickstarter, and he came with Pad the Dog. This one, Pad, is a Kickstarter exclusive. But you get enough to, you can either make the Kickstarter version or this new version, which he has a cool helmet, but he's got just regular weapons. The one Kickstarter version, he's got a dragon-headed hammer and a dragon-headed flamethrower on his arm.
Yeah.
And he's different head. It's kind of neat to have the head options. But once again, this is £7.99 or $12.99. So there you go. And this is also for people who missed the Kickstarter, so you're getting punished for not buying him at the Kickstarter.
How do you feel about that? That there's going to be this gulf?
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever. I'm not one of those people that complain that, hey, this wasn't available in the Kickstarter. Why would I have to pay extra? But like you say, it's one of those things. It's just if you really want to have a different sculpt or if you're a completionist and want everything, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And the next one is the Asterion Black Talon Prime or Tenergo. He's the Warpath Asterion leader. Same price. And, he's just got a different pose. We never got this guy. I don't know why he decided not to get him. I think it's because we found that what he looked like was like, well, he just looks like a Black Talon or a Cypher Prime. So we're like, it's not worth getting him in the Kickstarter. So
I think
that's why.
Yeah, I think we hadn't been sold on Asterians yet, and his look was so similar that we really didn't care. You're kind of a completionist in that we've purchased stuff solely so that we could talk about it on the show. Like, if it wasn't for us having the podcast, a lot of the purchases we've made would not have been made, and he just never made that cut for whatever
reason. Yeah. Yeah, it was, I think at the time, it was like we were spending so much on Warpath that we had to make some choices. And he was one of the choices. Next one is a new sculpt for Master Creeper, who is a Master Creeper is now, we'll be talking about it later, but there is a Master Creeper in Dead Zone in the new Veerman beta. But he's also Hacker Halftail. And Jack, you put together Hacker Halftail, I believe. This is a different sculpt. And all these, once again, come with the old sculpt variants, but you can build new stuff. So this guy looks a little different from when you built, I assume, right?
Yes, yes. And I kind of like some of the new stuff here. What I see in the sculpt that we got, the Hacker Halftail, his halftail is tucked up so much you can't even tell it's a halftail. This lid is hanging out, but he's not ashamed. He's taking pride in that halftail.
Well, he does cover his face though. He's got a big mask on.
That's because he's got he's got a big nose. He's a little embarrassed.
But he cut off half his tail, so wouldn't call him a Hacker Big Nose. You'd rather be known as Hacker Halftail.
Hey, Hacker Big Nose, get over here!
And also, to make Coach happy, the Forge Father Militia is back up for sale. The old militia you couldn't get anymore other than in like crazy boxes. They're available, and you get a 20-man team for £17.99 or only $30 US. Like, that's a pricing right there. 20 men for $30. Come on.
But we're not talking about just specialty items and
these are actual troop you actually need. Yeah,
that is equipment that you need to have to make a strike team or make a army. I suppose that's what it's called in Warpath.
But look at those guys; they're really cool looking. Some of them.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Those models now you're starting to really see. It's still got the Forge Father aesthetic and helmet and the gloves and stuff, but you're really starting to see the sculptors are you know, it's Mantic has really upped its game, and you're seeing even in base troops a kind of like a progression of quality in a lot of ways.
Yep. So next time when we order from Mantic, I might have to pick up these guys because they're very cool. And that's it for the new purchases, but we do have some Star Saga news. Star Saga is the game that's currently in production, so they're working on the Kickstarter, so we're getting a lot of news for that. And we have some printed material proofs. We see what the rulebook's going to look like and the mission book, the covers of those. And the cover of the rulebook is a close-up version of the big picture we saw before, which I assume is going to be in the box. And the mission book is just a picture of looks like a bomb or something. It's effective. It look like nice books.
Yeah.
And we also have a shot of the board, of the punch out for the board. These are going to be all punched out so you can make orders and stuff. And they look nice too.
Some templates, some tokens, some,
yeah, we got a flamer token or flamer template and a bunch of tokens for something. Looks nice. I cannot wait to play it. And, I'm excited about this game. And we do
we
see...
Have it on good,
what's that, sir?
We have it on good authority that it's a good game. We know someone who's playtested it and was raving about it.
Yep. So, yep. Hopefully we'll get a chance to check her out. And we do have the what the box is going to look like, the outside box. And it says, the sci-fi adventure board game for 1 to 5 players. Thank God it didn't say the skirmish game for 1 to 5 players, because that would just muddy the market.
They've got 3 skirmish games?
I'm so confused. That's just the one on this on the board. Well, you mean the gridded board or the separate corridors? No. This we just jest.
Maybe I'll just stick to Warpath because I've got all the models. Bye-bye!
Oh. Don't depress me. So there you go. The box set is... It's nice to see it's coming along. Supposedly before Christmas we'll be getting this in our grubby little hands. So we cannot wait. And we also have a lot of the prototypes for the Nameless. The Nameless are an expansion in Star Saga, but were promised, and they promised, and they promised again in the their actually update, in their Mantic blog. They actually did mention that these guys are getting Dead Zone rules. So we're going to get a new faction called the Nameless. And the first guy up, he's on a 75mm base, so he's huge, is named the Nameless Goliath. And please, Jack, describe to our visually impaired listeners what the Nameless Goliath looks like.
He looks like a monster.
And that's just rude.
Oh, it's an old joke. I had to dust it off before I used it, and I think I might have broke it.
You broke me.
It was an antique. Anyways, yeah, he's going to be a monster. He's not only going to be sizable, but you know, the Nameless, it had like a variety of looks to them, and I always liked the crabby looking ones, the ones that looked a little more. This one here, I don't know. It's got more of like a lion mouth and tentacles and stuff. It's a big departure.
It's a mishmash. It's got the armor, like the crustacean armor, but then it's got tentacles and it got a tentacle beard. And then, yeah, his face has got his teeth in his face look like some kind of animal, like a normal mammal animal.
He's got tusks and spikes and
beautifully painted. Like, this paint job is amazing.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, I think so. Look at the reds and all the different details you get in the reds and the purples.
The purples and the blues. I'm all about that. He's right in my wheelhouse. Right where the wet reds start is where I go.
Oh, see, I like the reds more than the purples. I like the blues and the reds, not so much the purples.
That's why you and I, we're opposites.
Yes. We're ebony and ivory.
That is true.
I'm the ivory. The next is something called a Nameless Critter. I assume this is smaller. This is a small little guy. And he is just an octopus, I would think, but he's a crazy evil looking octopus with lots of little spikes on his little tentacles. Well, yeah, he's a cutie. Like him.
Remember the wacky wall crawler?
What? Wall crawler? The Spider-Man?
No, the wacky wall crawler.
Oh, where you threw it at the wall and it just like slimed down it?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
It had a mouth like that. It was a delightful children's toy back when hurling sticky rubber was allowed in your home.
And you'd wear onions on your belt because that was the thing to do at the time.
Yes, and I would yell at clouds.
Well, you still do that.
That is true.
The next guy is the Nameless Ogre. This is more your crustacean for you.
Yeah, this is now we're in my wheelhouse. This is what I envisioned for the Nameless.
He's still got tentacle feet and tentacle face, but his body is all crustacean. I really like little. He's got like a crab like back, and then he's got little spikes for a tail, two double spikes. I like that detail. It's very cool. And I really want to eat his claws because they look like they'd be so succulent and juicy.
His body looks like a horseshoe crab, like a prehistoric creature that you'd get like a fossil of. But you're right. His arms look like something you'd get at the Mandarin.
Mm-hmm. Mandarin. The next, we're getting into what I like, is because they have technology, and this is called a Nameless Gunslinger. It reminds me of much more of the Nameless we got in Dreadball. And this guy's got two pistols, John Woo style. He looks like the Dreadball guy with his tentacled feet and really reciprocating legs. Is that what they're called? What are they called? They go both ways. But he's very cool. I like him. Do you like the Nameless Gunslinger?
Gunslinger? What's wrong with your gunslinger? Yeah, yeah. As a stock troop, he's looking mighty fine. You got, you know, it's a dynamic pose. You're not going to mistake him for the Dreadball. And he's got just enough the Nameless tentacleness going on that, you know, you're not going to mistake him for anything else. He's all right. I like the armor. Kind of looks carapace like, but it's
obviously, but it's still, you can tell it's still technology.
Yeah.
And lastly, in these the models, painted models here, we have the Nameless Sniper, aka the Rifleman. And the only thing this guy's missing is a top hat and a monocle, but otherwise he is the we've seen this guy's art before, but it's nice to see him in his actual form. He's got the armor on top and the tentacles on the bottom, so he's all business up top, but he's party on the bottom.
That's a lot of tentacles. That's a lot of party.
And I do like how the tentacles, obviously the way they made it, that's a single piece. It's not like a bunch of tentacles together, and I like that's a nice solid base on him. Yeah. So he gets the feeling of having a lot of tentacles, but he's still solid. He's not just perched on a single tentacle kind of thing.
And again, you can see that they kind of resemble each other, especially with the paint jobs. But like the armor has its own look now. It's not.
And almost all of them have the tentacle beard kind of face squigglies going on. Kid Calamari, like some might say. Look at that callback. That's you have to go back to Vinland Old Time Radio to hear some Kid Calamari.
Yeah, that's literally one person on the planet went, oh, hey.
Yeah. I hope that one person enjoyed that.
I do too.
And then the person who did all the concept art for it is a guy named Rob Jenks Jenkins, and he's on Facebook. If you look up facebook.com/robjenks.artist, and he did all the concept art for Star Saga, and he's posting it all up there. And so the first one we got is of a cool-looking human. He reminds me of Cable. His mechanic arms on the right side, but he's totally Cable. And I think he is so wicked, and I want this model.
Yeah, now we're in your wheelhouse.
Like, that is super cool. He's got a little Deathstroke the Terminator going on, too, with his head.
Now we're in my wheelhouse.
See? It's something for everyone.
That even a print of that, wouldn't that be just snaz to have, like, a big...
Yeah, it is a cool picture.
That's good.
And the next one is a picture of... It looks like enforcers fighting some goddamn orcs. And one of the orcs is smashing with an axe through a Strider's faceplate, which I think is a great shot. This is a cool picture. So he just posted it up there. I don't know if it's going to be used for something or just maybe a poster or, you know how they put posters in the, Kickstarters. I wonder if this is the poster that they're going to use for the Star Saga.
Oh, yeah. Could be.
It's a neat picture. I like it a lot. It looks like it's an enforcer leading a bunch of GCPS, which is also kind of neat. It reminds me of the, it's a female enforcer too. It's like, but it reminds me of, the Warpath novel. Similar thing happened. Except for it wasn't against orcs, it was against Veerman. Next, we get another shot of that new orc, we think it's an orc, but it's a marauder, merc. And he's got his purple armor and he looks like he has a nice wrist blade, like the, enforcers.
Maybe an optional, you know.
We'll see if these get made into actual models, which would be nice. And there's also another nameless creature here. It's a four-legged crab-like thing. Once again, tentacle-faced, but only one eye. It's always fun. And that'd be a fun little creature to run around on your board. Or have somebody ride. Man, imagine if that's big enough for somebody to ride.
Oh, it's like that's the speeder bike
equivalent, yeah.
Just perch one of those stock troop types, you know,
gunslinger
or something like that. But like, obviously built to ride on that, and you just start zipping that thing around the, especially if it's agile or something. You just like,
climbs up walls. Yeah, that's cool. Next one is it looks like it's the little critter, but it's the concept art for the critter. And it's very similar to the model, actually. You can see the comparison to the critter model. It's got that, what were you called? The wall crawler look to him?
The wacky wall crawler.
Yep, that's him. And we have a different version of one of the stock troops, looks like, for the nameless. He's got the armor on, but then his feet and arms are like, what are those kind of crabs called? With the long pointy crab claws. Fiddler crabs. Looks like fiddler crab hands and feet. And he looks like he has a jetpack, because he has like a little sketch of his back. And it looks like he's got a little jetpack there. So he looks fun. Fun.
He's fun.
And then we have the concept of the, what are these called? The ogres, I believe? And the cool thing about this is you see the ogre from the front, but it's the side view. So you can see the like hunched over look on these guys. And There's lots of modeling opportunities I think we'll have with these nameless. Hopefully they allow for that to switch them around a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Mantic's really good. Really good at that. Like, I understand the hot water treatment's not going to be the being an option for any hard plastic, but there's still enough articulation in the limbs and enough, especially sprues come with like 100 different things. I've got piles of leftover junk. So it's part of the allure with Mantic models that you can do that kind of thing.
Yep. And we have a shot of the gunslinger. Just a different pose for him. You get to see his head a bit more, though. He's got a fishy head. He's got little fins on his head. And his gun's got crystals on it. I wonder if that is crystallins that they grind up and put into their weapons.
Crystalline testicles. That's what the fluff is. So they actually neuter and harness the power,
The virilosity of, that's what powers their weapons.
Yeah.
And next one's a cool shot of the rifleman. Once again, this would be a neat picture just to have. He's a really nice looking model.
Virility.
Nice looking sketch. Virility. You said that. That's what you said originally, yes. Yeah. That's why I didn't correct you, because you said it correctly the very first time. But yes, a rifleman. With, once again, crystalline nuts as his power source.
And really, that again, such. I like the artwork. I like the style. I like everything about it. It's even just that as a piece of art. Or you've done not even as a concept for models.
Yeah,
pretty dynamite.
And the last picture we have, it looks like it's a concept of the Goliath, but slightly different, almost worm-like than this one. I assume that's what it is. It looks the same head, so I assume that's in the same kind of shell. But they changed the arms a bit, and he's. Yeah, it looks like
a lobster tail on the back end, and
and he almost like a worm-like or lobster-like, yeah, but without the claws. But yeah, disgusting, but succulent,
but delicious.
So yeah, go to Facebook and follow Jenks, because he's an amazing artist. Let alone doing concepts for this stuff. I don't know where he came from, but I like it. Well, there you go. We'll take a break. We'll be back. And we continue talking about other things. How's that sound?
Sounds wonderful. I can't wait. I'm the anticipation is palpable.
Palpatine.
Dreadpath Zone. Dreadpath Zone is a YouTube channel dedicated to the Warpath universe by Mantic Games. Dead Zone, Warpath, Firefight, Dreadball, and Star Saga Battle Reports, unboxings, how-tos, and much, much more. Full of banter, ridiculous dice rolls, and the love for the hobby. So go check out Dreadpath Zone on YouTube or Facebook, and remember, keep rolling eights.
Hi, this is Pat, North American Community Manager for Mantic Games, and you are listening to Dead Zone, the podcast.
It is shout-outs time.
And welcome back to the Dead Zone podcast. We've just looked at some concept art. We've just discussed what's new in the modeling of the Mantic world in Mantica, which apparently is a sore spot for some people. And now we're going to do some shout-outs.
Shout-outs! Yep, the first shout-out's for Rob Berman, the man who leaked the FAQ, but also the man who is in charge of, I think he's a community guy or something, online community guy? I don't know. But he's looking for Dead Zone fans to write some pieces for the Mantic blog about Dead Zone. So it could be articles on anything, like interest of the game, battle reports, army building tips, paint schemes, etc. So if you're looking to write stuff for Mantic, you want to get... your stuff shown on the Mantic blog about Dead Zone. PM Rob on Facebook. Once again, his name's Rob Berman. And, write stuff. Get this game going again. I'm glad to see that I've been a naysayer for a long time that they've been focusing on Warpath, but it looks like we got some action on this, and Dead Zone, it's getting a little bit of a resurgence right now, so please, fan those flames, and get some Dead Zone stuff out there.
I'm just glad that he's, only available through PMs on Facebook. I'll get right on that. Let me get my ideas to him.
I'm sure you can email him too.
Ding.
Jack, you were on Facebook for about a week before you were thrown off unceremoniously.
I was. I tried, and I was hurled into the. I was sloughed off like skin.
I think you were more like Icarus. You got too close to the sun.
Yeah, so anyone who I was like, hey, everybody, it's me. I'm going to try this wacky wild world of Facebook. Join me on my... I got kicked off.
Yes. Our second set of shoutouts, we shouted out last episode, but it's for Sheen and Coach. They're now on the rules committee, and they're getting stuff done. Within a month of joining, we got a FAQ that's coming out, and also the Veerman beta list is out. And it's a good job for those guys. Not to disregard the other people who actually probably did all the work, but from our point of view, it was Shane and Coach's addition that made everything happen. So, good job.
Good job.
So, we will talk about the main topic today. We'll talk about the Veerman beta list, because it is out. And we will be doing a special edition team building exercise, where we're going to build a Veerman V2 lists. And that will be coming out at the end of the month. But right now, we'll just do some quick talk about this stuff without Coach interrupting us every 2 seconds.
Yeah. At some point, I might just burst in and interrupt just so that it feels like organic and natural.
Yeah, that'd be best. There is a link to the beta if you're not down with finding it for yourself on Facebook. I put a link. You could just go there and you can download it. But... it is, he did post in the Dead Zone Fanatics, I believe, Facebook. So if you're there, check it out. If not, it will be coming out officially in a nice format. Right now, it's just some notes and kind of a preview, the beta version of it. So, the real version, once we play test it a bit, will be put out. And, this looks like it's going to be official. So, I wouldn't expect too much to change from this. So let us discuss it. And,
yes. And in all honesty, I have not even perused it. So my input, even though I'm a fan of the Veerman, I like the Veerman, but let me interrupt for a second. Let me go on a tangent. Okay.
You interrupted yourself. I'm pretty impressed with that.
Well, I'm not rude. I'm going to interrupt you.
No. So this Veerman list, it is, they did change a lot of points to make them more affordable. I'm sure we'll go over that in the team building exercise. There's no point in trying to analyze everything here. But the main things is that they added a new splat for the Broodmother, because their last splat was nigh on useless, because you're just protecting a model that's this there to be protected. There's no reason to keep her around. So Incher's expensive. This new one's called Feral Inspiration. So when the Broodmother is close to any of her progeny, she will inspire them to do even greater heights of savagery. And you could spend an army special result in your command dice to give all your Veerman models within 2 cubes of the Broodmother Frenzy 1 until end of round. If the model already has Frenzy, you gain an additional point of Frenzy. And you can't use multiple army special results, so you can't keep adding on the Frenzy, but hey, giving all your models Frenzy 1, that's pretty fun. Everybody within 2 cubes. But as per the rules here, if somebody does move within the thing and doesn't have the Frenzy yet, because it's kind of like an instant thing, it's not like an aura, it's instantly everybody within 2 gets it. If someone adds comes in later, you can use another splat to give that person Frenzy also. Anyways, yes, what do you think? Giving all your little creepers Frenzy, that might help them a bit.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. Your first statement right out of the gate was you had an expensive model there, and the bonus was you could protect that expensive model. Well, you could probably just cut out the middleman and not take the expensive model.
That's right.
Take something else. This actually has a tactical, and you would think twice. Before, when you were playing the Veerman, you would just walk out in the open knowing that they can't shoot you. A, the range was terrible, and B, they couldn't hit. You could walk right up. You could basically impose your will whenever you wanted, however you wanted. Now, if you have a group, like a group of Veerman that could get Frenzy, all of them get Frenzy, now you're not just going to saunter up.
Yeah, they got a little bit of a little punch to them now. Not to mention, yeah, with the point changes, all those guys will be deeper, so you'll even more of them running around, so it's cool. And that doesn't include things like the nightmares or the, is it night terrors or nightmares? The big ones, the scythes and stuff.
So the night terrors can have the scythes or the spitters.
Yeah, so imagine those guys with the scythes. I think they already have Frenzy 1 and give them Frenzy 2 now. You get to reroll 2 dice. That's pretty sweet.
It's not to be dismissed, anyways. It's not going to break the, earth shattering, but it's certainly a sweet little addition.
Yep, she's got a sweet little addition on her. And there's another leader that they added, as we discussed before, is the Master Creeper. Master Creepers are in Warpath, so it makes sense that, hey, let's add them into Dead Zone. And this is the first time we've seen something from Warpath move back to Dead Zone, and I hope this happens more. Because this thing is a new leader. It's 20 points, 2 VPs, shoot 5, fight 5, survive 5, armor 0, size 1, move 2, 3, pretty standard rat. Tactician 1 with scout, which is cool. Ray pistol, he has a debt packs, which are the just another reason to have a fight weapon that does AP2, even though it's a bomb. Doesn't make sense that it's a fight weapon. And a debt pack proximity lock, which is a range 2 blast, so it's kind of a grenade that only goes range 2. But, and it only does blast instead of frag, so it only knocks people around. And he has recon.
Basically, you cudgel someone with an explosive device.
Yeah, that's right. And he has recon 3+. Recon 3+, that's pretty sweet. You're going to win a lot of recons, and that goes with his scout ability, so you're going to be moving your creepers way up. And he has his special splat. It's called Bomb Expert. And you spend an earn your special result to allow the active model to take a special action to perform a range 2 blast attack. So pretty much you're giving your guys debt packs, which is kind of fun. So it takes a special action, so it does take one of your actions to do it. But you could run up, splat this guy, special action one of your rats to throw a debt pack on someone. All of a sudden all your guys have weaker versions of grenades, but like everybody has them. That's pretty fun. Last and everybody vote.
Yeah, yeah. This is one of those. It doesn't sound like it's that powerful. It's a range 2. The thing is, it's so open ended. There's no stars aligning necessary for this.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much anybody can start throwing stuff around. I wish it was frag 2 instead of blast, but like just a weak frag, that'd be kind of fun. But still. You're not killing anybody with this, but you're definitely knocking them off buildings or pinning them so then you can run in and attack them, which is kind of cool. So you throw that first, knock them down, then jump on them. Plus one for charging in, plus one for being pinned. So that'd be kind of sweet. So that's a nice addition. I think another leader is a nice addition. He's only 20 points too, which is nice to have cheap leaders. We always want cheap leaders. That's not crazy cheap, but it's cheap for most leaders, I would say.
It's on par with some of the other cheaper leaders, and I think his with the recon 3+, that's nice. But the tactician 1, I think he's right in there with the rest. There's a slot that needed to be filled. He fills it.
Yep. And another addition is that the night terrors, which are the big ones we were talking about, they're now size 3. I think they're only size 2 before, which made no sense. And they look tough. That'll make them a lot more livable. Extra hit points and taking 1 damage away every time. Yeah, that makes the Night Terrors a lot more useful.
They were terrible before, but I liked them. I liked the model, and I liked all of the Veermen, even though they're all terrible. I think that right there makes what I thought was supposed to be the Strider equivalent now makes it actually playable, which is all I was asking, really.
Yeah, that's right. And we also have a new model, model called the Rat Swarm. It's kind of like a Plague Swarm, but it's for rats. And it's 14 points, 2 VP, the standard 5 fight and 5 survive. Can't shoot because it's just a swarm of rats. 0 armor, size 2, move 2, 3. And it's got Agile, Beast, and Tough, so it is really similar to a Plague Swarm, I would think. And it's got Teeth and Claws for its fighting, so it's this range fight. No special AP or anything. But, yeah, It's pretty much giving them a rat swarm, or I mean a plague swarm. It's similar to the ones that the Piper can make, and that's the models that they assume you'll use for them, because if you're not using a Piper, at least you can use those rat models that you got for it. And
this was so obvious that this needed to be done. This is one of those things that you already have the models available. There was a deficit in this kind of thing in this list anyways. Like you couldn't have asked for an easier addition.
Especially you got the model, you got the model running around, so
you sell a pack of four of those or something like that, you're making everyone happy.
Yeah, I would hope that they do start packaging things up like that.
Although the Piper's swarms, the ones with the coming out of the pipe, it's an interesting model, but the pipe now doesn't. No, all of them can't be coming out of a pipe. The other one that looks really neat. I'm sure you could find them aftermarket or alternate companies, but the one where it's just this wave of rats. I'm sure other companies make one that you could pick up cheap, but
yeah, I think Zombicide has some rat swarms there. They're cool looking. But yeah, so hopefully they start selling things separately or add them to the next version of their booster and starter packs. Maybe we'll get those guys in separately. And we also have Tunnel Runner, a vehicle. It's going to be, I guess this is their version of the jet bikes and things. The Tunnel Runner is now a vehicle for the rats. It's 30 points, pretty expensive. 3 VPs, shoot 5, fight 5, survive 5. It seems like that is the rats' numbers. Armor 1, size 4, move 1, 4. So it's nice and fast. And it's got twin chem spitters, range 6, AP 2, weight of fire 1, rapid fire. And it's also got scythes, so when you're driving by people, you can slice them up. And those are range F, AP 1, frenzy 1. So this is a nice little vehicle. And it does have the vehicle ability, which makes it so you have to go up ramps, which makes sense because it's a giant wheel. It's a hamster ball.
It's got a little bit of everything. I was going to use the Tunnel Runner anyways, the model. I think everyone is. That's such a delightful little model. But now there's some meat there. You can justify that 30 points.
Yeah, it's not much different from it is size 4, so it's very similar to a Strider. This might be their Strider variant instead of their jet bike variant, actually.
We all know that Veermen have Striders. They've taken them in the past, converted them. There's video evidence. There's picture evidence. It's an obvious that that's happened. But for those who are not nimble enough to take a Strider, this is their bag. This is their jam.
Yep. And new weapons that they've added to the list is a toxic grenade launcher. So it acts like an indirect weapon, but shoots grenades. And the grenades are, there are 12 points for this weapon, 1 VP, range 5, indirect toxic. And, you have to have light explosive or, leader as your group to use this thing. So it acts like a smoke grenade. So it's these new toxic grenades. They also have a new item called toxic grenade. And it just fills a cube full of toxic smoke. So if you go in, it's almost like the toxic smoke screen from the Asterians, but as a weaponized, instead of as a defensive thing, it's an actual off thing. This is very powerful. This is an even out thing. Giving things toxic. Toxic is, we discussed this during our Martian episode, how powerful toxic is. Making creatures who are have normally 4 hit points, making them only have 1 hit point. That's powerful.
Yeah, but it looks here, group leader light explosive. It doesn't look like just any old rank and file can carry one of these things.
It's going to be a specialist. It'll be a specialist to have him.
It's going to be one guy, maybe a very expensive couple guys, where you'd rank, say, snipers in a strike team, like you. So I don't know. It's powerful, but it doesn't look like they've left any room for abuse. It looks like it's going to be one guy you'll have to take care of pretty quickly. But
well, it'd be a Malignus would have it. Could have it. They that'd be, they're normally 12 points, and this was 12 points, right? So it'd be 24 points and two VPs for him. It's kind of expensive. But let's see who else can have it. I think that might be it for these guys. Maybe some of the leaders, since it does have a leader on it. Trying to see if anybody actually can have it. Yep, the Broodmother could carry it. That'd be kind of cool if Broodmother were one of those. Or the Progenitor.
Okay.
Or let's see if the good old Master Creeper can have it. Yes, Master Creeper can have it too. So, that's some options. It is 12 points. It's expensive, but like you say, it's like a sniper rifle. You're going to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they also have a smoke grenade launcher. It's the same thing, but it only shoots smoke grenades. So it's to hide people. So you can throw it on people, and you got to get your rats up there. And we discussed smoke in the FAQ episode, how smoke stops people from drawing line of sight to you. So this would might help your guys. 8 points, so pretty expensive for something that's only a defensive weapon, right?
I think this bridges one of the big gaps in that the Veermen have the worst weapons. For scavengers, you'd think that the first thing they do is pick up someone else's gun, because range 2 on most of the weapons is so abysmal. They're piss-poor shots anyway, so why would they carry something that can't hit past a... But anyways, I think the smoke grenade, it's a little too expensive to do en masse, but I think that the thing is that you just need to get, you know, gain some ground and get closer to the enemy, move out of the lines of fire, and this is just kind of to help that.
Yeah, you're just popping smoke all the time just to try to get your guys up there.
And out of the, because they're all also very weak, so to make sure the Pathfinders aren't killing 2 and 3 a turn.
Yeah. And like I said before, there is a new item called Toxic Grenade. It's just like the grenade launcher, but it's handheld, so it's range 3. And it's 8 points and rare. I think that's not too bad. 8 points. Normal grenade's 5 points. So, but giving your gut, making it so some of those big guys are only 1 hit point, that's an even upper. That's a score settler. And I think that covers the Veermen. And like I said, we'll discuss them more on the team building exercise. But yeah, I think they're moving in the right direction. I do like the new splat for the leader, and I like the new leader. And yeah, it's fun times. Fun times to be held. We have to playtest these guys a bit more to see how effective it is, but I think this is a big move in the right direction. What about you?
I agree. The big thing is I was worried that they would just tinker the stats and make them comparable, but just not without any flavor.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, just like, okay, now they're competitive. Get off my balls. But what they've done is they've added some fluff type things that kind of lean towards what they would be like. You know, the backstory is that they've got these canisters of poison, and so they've added the toxin. And so it's not just like, okay, the model has armor, let's give them armor. The model's on this size base, let's give them this point. There's some additions that you know, can make them the faction worth playing, just for the joy of playing a faction that operates that way.
Yep, I agree. So there you go, Veermen. Let's play test this and let the rules committee know if we like it, and then get back to those guys. And next, maybe they'll fix other things, like the enforcer sniper not having AP, or assault guys not having frenzy, or have a crappy fight stat,
That assault enforcer will never change. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I want to go to my deathbed and that assault enforcer not ever get changed. But I want them to promise that it will be time and time again. Oh, that's my favorite Mantic inside joke.
Yeah, torture the poor fans. On that note, we'll be back after this commercial break.
Man, that was a good roll. Hey, Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Welcome back to Coaching Friends, and today I'm joined with Roberto and Jeek.
Now for a segment we call Our Stuff.
And welcome back from what was the worst ad I've ever heard. Just
shameful.
Next time, just take me out into a field, bind my hands behind my back, make me kneel down beside a hole, and just end it. Just put a bullet in my head. I don't want to ever hear that again.
Sad.
All right. On that note, what's up for this segment of the Dead Zone podcast?
Well, it's our stuff, Jack. Jack, please tell us. You've been working on a lot of stuff. What have you been working on?
Not a goddamn thing.
And this time it's true, isn't it?
Yes, this time it is true. It is true. I have not painted, or I'm still midway through painting Murder Birds from a month ago.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, one that hopefully I can rectify eventually. But for right now, I'm in a grass needs cutting. The summer's here. Got to get outside.
Yeah. Well, I made up some Brockers. I speed painted these guys. I think I did it on a hangout with Pat. I just painted them up, and they turned out all right. I liked the blue, and they're all... I also did the terracotta secret weapon powders for their base to give them kind of a rusty look on their base. And I do like the Brockers. They're fun guys. I like all their poses. And, Brockers.
You did need some Brockers. And, now now we know there's militia to be had, so.
Yep, I'll fill out my Forge Fathers. That'll be good. So that's about it for my stuff, too. I've done some other stuff, but we'll talk about it next time. Me and Pat hang out a bit, so I painted some random things. I'm trying to paint all the random things I don't care about as in one day paint, like do it as we're talking in like 3 hours getting things done. So I've done some other things we'll get to next time.
Just as a your own rules to a game that only you're playing?
My desk. I just don't want them on my desk anymore.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just like forcing yourself to, okay, by the time we're done, this is done. Whatever state it's in, and then go.
Sort of, but it's mostly because these things have been, like, it's random models that have been sitting on my desk. So once I shellack everything up, we'll show them off and see what you can do in 3 hours. So all those people wasting time not painting, you can do it. Just do it quick.
You've got 15 tons of plastic laying around your place. Kickstarter has treated you very well, so.
Too true. I just got my Bones 3 Kickstarter in. That's a ridiculous amount of stuff. But now let's move on to the next section here, and that's, we have a contest, people. Yes, an actual contest. We used to do contests, but nobody ever did anything with them, so we're like, eh. But we have a friend over at Mod Cubes, Steven over at Mod Cubes. We met him at Adepticon, nice guy. And they do the Mod Cube Dead Zone. You've heard us talk about it multiple times. And it's you can use them as crates or as command dice. And he actually sent us a set of these to send to a mirror. So
I have them right here. Look.
Can you see what he's making the sound of? That's them.
That's them. And yes, we I'm a huge fan of the product anyways. I went to Adepticon and I was going to purchase myself some, and Jeff Burbage had some and everyone was going gaga over them. They're I think they're dynamite. So it's just something you'd want to look into, even if you're just, you don't want to play silly games. If our reindeer games are beneath you, you're like, oh, come on, guys, piss off. Just, you should take a look anyways and look up the Mod Cubes. But.
Well, to win, Jack, you have to email deadzonepodcast@gmail.com with the subject Mod Cubes Rock, and we'll pick a winner to get the set. And guess what? Currently, the only way to get these sets right now is through this contest, Jack. All that silly buggering you just said. They're currently sold out, So the only way to get them right now is to win this contest.
Sold out again. Well, then now that we've just upped the ante right there.
Yep.
Now and these are exclusively unattainable otherwise.
Unobtainium. That is true. And if you go to they do email us at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com with mod cubes rock, you have a chance to win. And probably a good chance because nobody ever enters these contests, and it's usually a handful of people get to choose from. So your chance of winning is probably pretty high. So if you really want these things, please let us know. We will send it anywhere. It can't cost
you
that
much to
send
it. You do want them. They're done.
Anybody in the world, please don't win them if you're in Antarctica. That might be expensive, but yes. Anywhere in the world, you can enter this contest. And if you want Steven to make more, go to his Facebook page at facebook.com/themodcube and like and post on his page there and email him and stuff and say, make more Dead Zone Mod Cubes and tell him Dead Zone the Podcast sent you. But yes, get on him. Get pressure this poor guy into making more.
Okay, I'll do that right now on Facebook.
Bing. Are you done?
Yeah, it's two times for that joke.
Two times too many is what I'm saying.
Oh, you gotta solve the heckler, guys.
And there's one other announcement to make. Is on July 30th, 2017, in Flushing, New York, there is at Final Fortress Comics Games and Collectibles, there is a Dead Zone tournament called Contest of Triton. It's a 200-point tournament run by Coach. Yes, our coach is running a tournament, and it's going to be a 200-point tournament, no secret missions, four games, 90-minute rounds, breaks, free pizza with your entry, and it's going to be fun. So you can go on Facebook and look up Contest of Triton, or contact Coach. His name is Andrew Jashin. And as a special guest, I will be there. So Jack can't make it, but I'm going to be going down to New York City to visit with the coach and be at this tournament. So find out if you're in the New York area.
Yeah, if you want to meet Rob and you haven't been able to get to Adepticon, you want to take a crack at Coach, see what he's made of, get in his face, bring your models. And if you want to taste the second best tasting pizza in the U.S., have a slice while you're there.
Second best. You don't even like Chicago pizza.
I can trash talk.
Yeah, you're just stirring the pot. Yes, I look forward to winning the wooden spoon, and I can't wait to see what the prize is. I hope it's a wooden spoon.
Oh, you're actually entering the tournament.
Oh, yes, that was part of the deal to go down there. Is I have to actually play. So, yes, I think I'll be dusting off some Dead Zone models and playing. This will be my first tournament. So, if you do play me, take it easy and don't just pull my shorts over my head.
You're gonna get jerseyed by an 8-year-old.
Yeah, that's right. I hope I play an 8-year-old. I might have a chance. So yes, please come to Flushing, New York on July 30th. Should be a fun time. Info online or message. Hey, message us. You can. I'll send you the info if you can't get on Facebook. But yes, please do come. It should be a grand old time. And other than that, I think that wraps it up for this. This old podcast, as they call it.
Ye old podcast. That's a, it's a colloquialism. That's what all the kids are saying, actually. When I'm down at the record store and all the kids come in, they're all talking about ye old podcasts.
Obviously.
So, with that stunning revelation of our age and our inadequacies with the English language.
Yes. That is episode 71. We'll be back with the Veerman version 2 team building exercise special. And then another 72 next week. Until then, I've been Rob.
And I'm still Jack.
And please, whatever you do, come back next time. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. We're on Patreon.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions. You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. And now, a word from the fine folks at Vinland Old Time Radio.
Vinland Old Time Radio.
Ah, it is Tula.
Nostrow!
Hoi there, Dirigible.
It's a gavel. A halter gavel.
Have you read The King in Yellow?
Africa's a continent?
It's with great protest.
Sorry, Georgie Pudding.
Ooh, now that's a fine program.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.